comment, and then we'll open it up for discussion with CDOC and the board at the DC. So Madam Clerk, are there any speakers on item number one?
Yes, Aurora Clark.
Good afternoon, my name is Aurora Clark. Could you go to the podium, please? Thank you. Sorry for that. My name is Aurora Maria Clark, and I find it very good that we're doing so many meetings, and we're trying to make sure that at every school site, there's multiple opportunities for the public to attend and give feedback. But with that said, I am also concerned, because as I'm looking at the dates right now and this information, as active as I am in the district, this is the very first time I know that we are holding meetings past December. I had no idea, and I therefore have not had the opportunity to tell any of my parents at the ELAC so that they could tell their parents when they're having their ELAC about this opportunity to go and get further, be further involved. Why am I concerned? Because whenever we're talking about the LTAC, somehow there's been a little bit of confusion. It's confusing parents, especially when we speak about climate. Because parents are assuming that when we speak during the LTAC about climate, that it's about this. It's about the long-term facilities plan. So I think that we really need, as a district, to provide a handout that's going to give the information on how is this long-term facility plan going to be funded. The difference between this type of meetings and the LTAC. How, what the time frame is going to be. Everything that the parents need to know so that they can understand what's going on in the district, so that they can understand where to go if they want to speak about fields, and then where to go, what areas of climate is what the LTAC is addressing. And it is amazing because at this last ELAC meeting that we just held, a lot of the parents were talking about concerns with the facilities, with their schools, but they have not, so most of them have not had a chance when I asked them who has gone to one of these meetings. Most of them have not gone to a meeting. So I would like to see a little more communication, somehow increase the participation from parents, and also the details as to what are we really expecting to see in this plan. Because I know that sometimes when we hear all the comments from the public, and then we hear a little bit of the feedback as to what we're expecting as a board, it's not really clear to the parents what does that mean. When is my school? When is the school going to see any improvements? Once my child has graduated from the university? Or is my child going to actually have an opportunity to enjoy a safe facility? Thank you. Thank you. Mercado?
Thank you. You know, one of the problems of having been with the district for a long time is a good memory of things. And this is digital. It looks like we're getting ready to get the taxpayers to pass another bond. And you can call me a liar, but I'll see you after the fall meetings and do the preparation. And I don't have any problem with that, except that you need to keep in mind that people are already being paying about 8 taxes. 2 for elementary school district, 2 for Southwest and College, 2 for Sulawesi district. Aside from that, the Belarus, homeowner association fees, property taxes, sales taxes, state taxes, federal taxes, we're being taxed for that. And we don't mind if the taxes are spent wisely. Now, when we were getting ready for Prop PB, everybody knows, Ed ran live to the public, and he wanted Campbell to lie to the public and he quit. Told him we were going to do so many things, and only half of it could be done. Then came Prop.
Oh.
We're going to cut everything. Well, it didn't happen, and it hasn't happened at this point. Now, aside from that, Ed Grant put us into a real financial problem. He bought the Elk Creek property against 3 pages of document given to him by the Chula Vista people, the city of Chula Vista. He wasn't involved. Okay? That's not enough money. Lost a lot of money there. One contractor walked away with owing us $3 million. I tried to get it as soon as I got on the board to try to get this, try to get a lawsuit. It wouldn't happen. Katie Wright could tell him this was happening, and what he would tell Katie Wright was, stay off that. Because he already bought the election of the board members. And the board members were happy with all the money that we're getting this support. One last thing. You need to go after Ed Brand. You need to show that nobody can come in here and lose millions and millions of dollars of taxpayers' money and walk away clean. So that the next one that comes in here has to think twice about what kind of price they will pay for just squandering their money. And I, for one, I'm not really interested right now in going after a bond. Thank you.
Thank you.